Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Dhamma Tava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivare Dhari Gopijana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Nanjana Yamuna Tira Manachari Yamuna Tira Manachari Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Manachari Yamuna Tira Manachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Manachari Jamuna Tira Manachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Vishnu Pad Paramaham Suparabhajakatanda. Asturu Sri Singhatis Divine Grace Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Nantakuri Vaishnava Vindaki Iskan Samstap Kacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Friends of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasati Guru Bhaktivinoda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Sri Vrindavanam Ki Jai Sri Mayapur Navadviptam Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Samaved Bhaktivinoda Ki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bhom. Om. Chapter 15, texts 13 through 19. Chakora, Kruncha, Chakrava, Bharavajan, Cha, Barhina, Naruti, Sma, Satvanam Vyata Vad Vyagra Shinhayo Chakora Kruncha Chakrava Bharavajanscha Bahina Naroti Sma Satvanam. Thanks. Beta Vad Vyagra Sinhayo Chakur Krancha Chakrava Bharavajamscha Brahina Anuroti Sma Satvana Bitva Vad Vyagra Sinhayo. Please chant. Chakora Krancha Chakra Bharavajam Chabhajana Anuratisma Mitabhan Yagra Sinhayo Chakra Kancha Chakra Bharajams Chabadahna Nuratisma Satrana Mitabhan Yagra Sinhayo Chabayana Nurotis Masatvanam Vidalabhyagrasinhaya. Ladies. Chakura kancha chakrava. Children, Chakura Kancha Chakra, Ravam's Chagdharana, Narakisma Satvana, Vidyavan Vyagra Singhayo. All the children together once again. Jagora Krancha Chakrama Bharadvamscha Chabarena Haratisma Sadvana Vidavadhyagra Sinhayu Chakura Krancha Chakrava Bharavajamscha. Please repeat. It's not one word, but it's together. The Chakura Krancha Chakrava and Bharavaj birds. Varina, the peacocks, and Arotisma, would call out in imitation Satvanam, together with the other creatures. Bhitavat, acting as if afraid. Vyagra Sinhayo, of the tigers and lions. Okay. So it's maybe difficult for some of us to concentrate on two things at the same time. So I suggest that you don't try to chant japa at the same time that you're listening to the translation and purport in class. It's not good for your japa to divide your attention. Translation and purport. Sometimes Krishna would cry out in imitation of birds, such as the chakora, the crunches, the chakoras, the crunches, the chakravas, the bharavajas and peacocks. And sometimes he would run away with the smaller animals in mock fear of lions and tigers. So imitation fear, mock fear means imitating the fear of the smaller animals. The word pitavat, quotation, as if afraid, unquote, indicates that Lord Krishna played just like an ordinary boy and ran with the smaller forest creatures in mock fear of the lions and tigers. Actually, in Vrindavan, the abode of the Lord, the lions and tigers are not violent, and thus there is no reason to fear them. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Vishnumate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasati Dev. Gauravani Pichayane Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastyaptadeshitayane. Chakurakan Chakrava Bharavajam Chabarino Anuratisma Satvanam Pittavad Vyagrasinayo. So just as Krishna is imitating the calling of the birds, the cries of the birds, sometimes people do that. It's a little difficult to make the same sounds because the mechanics in the mouth are different. The birds have a beak and we have teeth and we have a tongue. So we can't quite, our vocal cords are different. It takes some effort to imitate the sounds of the birds. But it said that Krishna actually could speak the languages of all the animals and all the birds, any creature, he could understand that language. And so it wasn't difficult for Krishna to do this imitation. And sometimes he imitated the behavior of children. Just like an ordinary child will run away if there's something fearful. So similarly, animals will run if there's some bigger creature coming that threatens them. But here it's said that even the creatures like the lion and the tiger, which are normally causing a lot of fear, actually weren't causes of fear. They weren't actually dangerous. Because in the Lord's abode, which is sometimes called the peaceable kingdom. Peaceable means there's peace there. It's where you can have peace. The kingdom of God is the one place where we would expect everything to be peaceful. So it's called the peaceable kingdom. There the animals coexist in harmony with one another. There's no the law of nature that one living entity is food for another, it doesn't apply in the spiritual world. Living entities, there are all in spiritual bodies. So this law of material existence that one living entity has to eat the body of another living entity to survive doesn't apply. The survival of the fittest isn't applicable there. So the lions and tigers aren't violent, and they don't attack you with their claws and their teeth. But that happens if you go to India. So people sometimes, they're very afraid of the tigers, the man-eaters. Tigers eat you. And the snakes are a cause of fear, the scorpions. But this kind of fear doesn't exist. Okay, let's read the next verse. Can you put number 14 on the screen? Kachit kvida parishrantam gopatsangopa haran. Gopat Sangopa Bharanam Svayam Vishram Ayatyaryam Padasanvahana Dibi. synonyms, kachat sometimes, krida, plain, parishana, tam, fatigued, gopa, of a coward boy, utsanga, the lap, upabahanam, using as a pillow, swayam, personally, vishramayati, relieves Krishna from his fatigue. Aryam, his elder brother, Padasan Vahana Adhabi, by massaging his feet and offering other services. Translation and purport. When Krishna's elder brother, fatigued from playing, would lie down with his head upon the lap of a covered boy, Lord Krishna would help him relax by personally massaging his feet and offering other services. The word parasanvahanadbi indicates that Lord Krishna would massage Balaram's feet, fan him, and bring him river water to drink. So what kind of container did Krishna bring the water in? Shamananda? Not sure. Gauranga? Did the boys have some pots with them? They could carry water in some pots? Yes. I think so. Maybe some clay pots or metal pots. Sometimes the metal pots have handles, so they're easy to bring along. Just like people nowadays, they carry around water bottles. And they drink from water bottles and thermoses. So when the boys went to the forest, they brought along some paraphernalia for drinking. And they could bring water from the river. The water was pure. Just a few minutes ago, we heard an announcement about how impure the water of the Jamuna has become, because it's diverted. It's not even allowed to flow into Vrindavan. The engineers have dammed it or taken canals from it and diverted the water for irrigation. And instead of that water, other companies are allowed to put their sewage water in the bed of the Jamuna River. So all kinds of sewage water is flowing in the Jamuna River. And the devotees have made a big campaign along with other groups. So today they're marching in protest. This is a sacred river. You can't pollute the sacred river like that. People's consciousness becomes so polluted. People's minds are polluted. Maya is within people's minds. Maya is within our mind. It makes us neglect and the sacred river Jamuna and other objects that we should worship. So we have to learn how to clean our mind, keep our mind clean, and then also keep clean everything that is connected with Krishna. When we're worshiping Krishna, we're very careful to dress in clean cloth and offer all nice items, clean items. First-class things, Prabhupada said, Krishna's things should be first-class. So here we're reading about Krishna and Balaram. Sometimes they got tired when they played. They acted just like ordinary boys. And you know how it is if you're running and you're jumping and you're chasing. Your body gets tired because you can only exert your body so long, and then your body just has to stop and you have to rest. And you need some water. And Krishna would even fan Balaram. They would, perhaps they carried some fans or took some big leaves to use as fans. We also like to be fanned. The propensity is there in the Supreme Lord to cool down with some fanning. So in the summer, we appreciate when the weather's very hot, if we can have a nice breeze. A natural breeze is the best. If the air is moving and the wind is blowing, we like the natural breeze. But if we don't get that, then we sometimes turn on a machine, like an air conditioner or a ceiling fan, and we get the breeze that way. Okay, next verse. Text 15. Nityato gayatta kvapi vagato yudhayato mitaha grihitahasto gopalan asanto prashasan satu. So nitya, they were dancing, gayata, singing, kvapi, sometimes, vagata, moving about, yudhayata, fighting, mita, with one another. And Krishna and Balaram were grihita hasto, holding their hands together. Grihita, like the griha. Griha means, you know, the man and the woman, they have their ashram, griha. So joined, and hasto means the hand. So holding hands, grihasto, Krishna and Balaram sometimes stood and watched the cowherd boys, Gopalan, hastano, laughing, prashasan, sataha. They offered praise. Sometimes as the cowherd boys danced and sang and moved about and playfully fought with each other, Krishna and Balaram, standing nearby, hand in hand, would glorify their friends' activities and laugh. Text 16. Kachit palava talpeshu niyudha shrama koshita vrikshamula shraya shete gopot sangopabarhana. So this verse is also about a pillow, how the lap of someone is being used as a pillow. And it mentions a bed also. Sometimes Lord Krishna grew tired from fighting and lay down on the base of a tree, resting upon a bed made of soft twigs and buds, and using the lap of a cowherd boy as his pillow. Purport. The word palava talpeshu implies that Lord Krishna expanded himself into many forms and lay down upon the many beds of twigs, leaves, and flowers hastily constructed by his enthusiastic cowherd friends. So the implication that's brought out here is based on the words palava talpeshu being in the plural. Palava talpeshu means made from twigs and buds into beds. So because the plural is used, the purport says this is an implication that Krishna expanded himself and used many beds at the same time. The boys would make more than one bed, maybe. So Krishna thought, let me lie down on all the beds. That's the purport. Text 17. Padasan vahanam chakro ke chittasya mahatmana apareyata papam mano vyajanai samavijanyan. Some of the cowherd boys, who were all great souls, would then massage his lotus feet, and others qualified by being free from all sins would expertly fan the Lord. Purport, the word samajiyan indicates that the cowherd boys fanned the Lord very carefully and expertly, creating gentle and cooling breezes. So these were all extraordinary souls. When the self becomes directed properly by the spiritual master and is engaged in devotional service, gradually the self is purified and becomes extraordinary, above the average, excellent. So then this word mahatma is used, great soul, or a great self, actually. Translates as the great self, mahatma. Srila Prabhupada said sometimes the title is given to persons who maybe are great in the material field of activities. And Gandhi, of course, Gandhi was a great saintly politician, or a politician who was saintly. So he got that title. But it really means, according to Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastu Mam Partha, someone who is always engaged in chanting Krishna's glories. And Gandhi became entangled in politics, and although Srila Prabhupada preached to him by writing him a letter and saying, why don't you take up the preaching of Krishna consciousness? You're so influential that if you preached the Bhagavad Gita, people would become enlightened. But Gandhi perhaps didn't even see Prabhupada's letter. He didn't take up that line of activity. And he tragically died. Someone killed him, as Prabhupada predicted. Prabhupada said the field of politics is so dangerous, you know, you cannot satisfy people in the field of politics. Someone may kill you. He warned him. And that's what happened. Text 18. Anyeta anarupani manogyani mahatmana gayanti sma maharaj sneha klina diyasane. So here the word manogyani doesn't... We know the word jnani, usually it has to do with someone who has knowledge. But here, manogyani means attractive to the mind. So what's being described? The gayanti sma, they would sing suitable songs and chanting songs that were appropriate to the occasion of playing in the fields. And King Parikit is being addressed, Maharaj. King Parikit is being told about the love, the sneha, that was melting the hearts of the cowherd boys as they would sing songs. So they were singing out of love for Krishna and Balaram. So that's something that we're aspiring to. We're in the Sankirtan movement. We're singing the praises of Krishna, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. And someday we want to be in the position of the cowherd boys. We want to be on that same eternal platform. That's described in the pastime of Agasura. There's a famous verse that Srila Prabhupada quoted about the cowherd boy's achievements. Etam satam brahmasukanu bhutya dasyam gatanam paradaiva tena. Vihasanta pratichaya, oops, sorry. Maya sritanam naradara kena sakam vijahu krita punya punja. So let's look at that verse a little bit. The transcendentalists who these jnanis, the transcendentalists, the jnanis, who desire to merge into the Brahman effulgence, into Krishna's effulgence. Uh, they're mentioned here in relation to Krishna. Krishna is described as the source of this effulgence that the gyanis want to merge into. And this verse is saying that that Krishna that is the object of the gyanis' aspirations, he was playing as a cowherd boy. And those who were playing with him were devotees who were accepting the role of friendship and eternal servitorship to him. Dasyam is mentioned in this verse, servitorship of the devotees who have accepted him. Dasyam gatanam paradaiva tena. Daiva indicates daiva providence, the supreme providence. And then the same Krishna, for those people who were just in maya ashritam, for those in the clutches of material energy, they thought of Krishna just as an ordinary child. But all these boys, they were enjoying this way because they had accumulated lifetimes of pious activities. So that's something we're doing. We're accumulating the transcendental piety of practicing devotional service. And maybe we might make it back to Godhead, maybe we might not. But there's no loss, Prabhupada said, if you're practicing devotional service and you don't go back to Godhead, there's no loss. You'll take up devotional service in your next life. Just like he gave the example, if you are taking a test, suppose you've been in law school, you've studied law, and you finally take the bar exam, and this is the final determination whether you can become a lawyer. You might not pass it. But then Prabhupada said, the candidate can be given another chance. He may get another chance to pass it the next year, the next time the test is given. So he doesn't have to start all over again. Whatever he's learned, he just studies harder, reviews harder, so that he can pass the test when it comes up the next time. The cowherd boyfriends of Krishna are mentioned in two verses by Sanatana Goswami in the Sri Krishna Lila Stava. They're mentioned by name. I'll read the two verses which have their names. Krishna is referred to as the friend of these persons. O friend of Varutapa and Arjun, cowherd boy Arjun. O beloved of Bhadrasain and Amshu, you played in the Talavan forest, and through Balaram you brought down the demon, Denuka. Brought down is the translation of patita. We know that word patita as fallen, patita pavana, the savior of the fallen. So here patita refers to a demon who has been fallen, made whom Balaram has brought down. Patita bala patita denaka. So there's a little description of these names in the purport. Vishala, Vishabha, Ojvasi, Devaprast, and Varutapa are young boys connected to Krishna by friendship with a slight taste of servitude. They especially enjoy serving Krishna in small ways. Arjuna, who is more intimate, is a Priyanarma Varyasya. That means he's expert in understanding various feelings or bhavas. And he's engaged by Krishna in confidential missions. Bhadrasena and Amshu are Priya Vyasyas who serve Krishna in all kinds of games and fighting sports. Uh, another verse, victory to you, the best friend of Sri Dham, Subal, and Stoka Krishna, O companion of Vrishala and Vrishab, Ojvasi and Devaprast. Sri Dham is mentioned first because he's the chief of Krishna's Priya Vaisyas, his close friends of the same age. Subal is next because he's the first of Krishna's Priya Narma Vaisyas, his most confidential friends, and Stoka Krishna is another prominent Priya Vaisya. He is named Stoka Krishna because he looks so much like Krishna and he helps in various pastimes by his great strength. So we'll just sum up a little bit now what we studied today, just to summarize. Here we find that the Bhagavatam is a very easy way to approach Krishna. The childhood pastimes of Krishna are easy to get into. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The childhood pastimes of Krishna are easy to get into, just to read about boys playing. And their imaginations, you know, if you're a young boy, sometimes if you imagine that there's some demon, you might think, oh, some demon is coming, and he's taken the form of an animal. Here comes a bull. Like we see the bulls, you might be afraid. Here comes the bull, let's run. So in Krishna's pastime, there actually was a bull demon. There was a snake demon. There were all these animals. Children naturally are a little afraid of big animals. So in Krishna's pastimes, these appear. So children have this propensity to play because it's originally in Krishna. And we can play with Krishna. We can go to where Krishna is and play with him. Or we can dance with Krishna. People are naturally attracted. We see people are attracted to places where there's singing and dancing and attractive women and attractive men. So we can go there. But we can't go if we're not qualified. The qualification is mentioned here. The boys were sinless. Prabhupada said, you can't dance with Krishna and dance with a dog. You have to make a choice. And Krishna is described here as living just like a cowherd boy and like a village person. Same in quality, you know. He's actually the head person. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we're like him. We're also spiritual by nature. But we don't have the same degree of qualification that Krishna has. But sometimes Krishna acts like a village person. So that's under the influence of Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya brings together Krishna and the devotee in a relationship like cowherd boyfriend or cowherd girlfriend or parent and cowherd boy. That's Yoga Maya. She acts like a yoke. You know how a yoke works. It puts two oxen next to each other and they're yoked by this wooden yoke and then they work together in the field. So Yoga Maya links the devotee and Krishna yokes them together in a intimate loving relationship. And Mahamaya links the living entity with the material energy, not Krishna. And then the living entity suffers the threefold miseries and repetition of birth and death and disease. So just read the last verse, 19. I wanted to just touch on this too because it mentions that Krishna acted like an ordinary village boy. In this way, the Supreme Lord, whose lotus feet are personally attended by the Goddess of Fortune, concealed his transcendental opulences and he did this by his internal potency, and he acted like the son of a cowherd. Yet even while enjoying like a village boy in the company of other village residents, he often exhibited feats that only God could perform. And this introduces the killing of Dhenuka, another feat that Only God could perform the twirling of the mules, the ass demons. Maybe someone can bring the mule into class tomorrow when we start to discuss the Dainika. Good idea, huh? Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Well, Prabhupada used that expression, dancing with a dog, to mean living like a dog, you know, dancing with Maya, or taking care of your dog. Prabhupada often talked about how people take care of their dogs. They serve their dogs, although they're servants of God. So you have to choose between God and dog. Charles?
I wasn't clear about the distinction between Yoga Maya and Maya, Mahamaya. Could you sort of expand on that a little?
Well, they're actually Maya, but they're both the same personality, but different aspects of the same personality. Mahamaya is an expansion of Yogamaya. She's in the external energy of Krishna. She's active in the external energy, engaging the living entities who are forgetful of Krishna. And she makes them act in forgetfulness of Krishna. Mahamaya, that's her job. Yogamaya is the aspect of Maya in the internal energy of Krishna. And she's bringing together Krishna with the living entities in loving relationships because they want that. They're aspiring for that. They're acting for that purpose, that someday they'll, in relationship with Krishna, be in relationship. Is that clear? Trivika?
So most times when Krishna accomplished some great feats.
I didn't hear you.
When Krishna accomplished some great feats.
Yes.
Then the associate would say, well, he's been empowered by Vishnu. You know, he's been empowered by Vishnu. So, but yet they associate with him and do all these different pastimes. But then there were another set of people who would derive him. So neither class actually accepted him as the supreme, but one associated him. Well, can you expand a little bit on the difference?
Yeah, there are the associates who say, well, Krishna's empowered by Vishnu. And what's the other class you mentioned? Who? Avajanti Mamudha. Yeah, those who don't accept Krishna as supreme. They think he's just a human being. Yeah, quite a difference. The cowherd boys are influenced by the internal potency of Krishna. Krishna's hiding his supremacy from them and acting like them because they want to have him as his friend. So he is flexible, he's malleable, and he acts as their friend to fulfill their desire. And in the other case, the mudhas, they're uneducated. They don't know anything authoritative about the personality of Godhead. So they think of Krishna as just an ordinary person. They're mentioned in the Bhagavatam, this verse I read, Maya Ashritam. They're taking shelter of Maya. And therefore they think, oh, Krishna is glorified so much in the books, but he was just an ordinary person. Why are they glorifying him? Or some demon might express that sentiment, like Sishupal. Sishupal was very envious, and his rasa was to express the envy of an ordinary person toward Krishna. who is Krishna? He's not so great. He must be like us. You know, by my own estimation, I'll size up Krishna and I'll underestimate him because my brain is very small. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Prabhupada.